Good afternoon with Family Life News. I'm Bill Price. The Burisma bombshell. The New York Post says emails it's obtained show a Biden-Burisma connection. Story broke yesterday and Facebook and Twitter quickly blocked it.
We believe in a free press in this country. We also believe in free elections. And the attempt to rig an election, which is what we are seeing here by monopolies, is unprecedented in American history. They have a lot to answer for, and I hope that we'll subpoena both Twitter and Facebook.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says top executives at both companies need to testify before the Judiciary Committee before Election Day. In a last-ditch effort to derail the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee today tried to delay the proceedings.
I'm going to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I move to indefinitely postpone the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett.
No, we're not.
The Republican Chairman Lindsey Graham not having it. He says today's hearing is taking place and the committee will vote on the Barrett nomination next week.
We'll be voting on Amy Coney Barrett to be Associate Justice Supreme Court at 1 o'clock on October the 22nd.
Today, the Judiciary Committee is hearing from witnesses both for and against Amy Coney Barrett. Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris off the campaign trail until next week after two members of her traveling party tested positive for COVID. The Biden-Harris campaign says the move is being done out of an abundance of caution. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the border will stay closed until the U.S. gets a better handle on COVID-19.
Now that cases are spiking again, with the approach of winter, with the approach of flu season, we need to get things back under control.
Non-essential travel has been banned ever since last March between the two countries because of the pandemic. This is Family Life.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life weather forecast. We'll have dry conditions across most of central New York, central and eastern Pennsylvania with fading sun. Farther west, it'll turn out mostly cloudy with showers before the afternoon is through. High temperatures ranging mostly upper 60s to the mid-70s. Now, showers will overspread the entire region tonight, low temperatures 40s. Tomorrow, it's a much cooler day. Clouds, sunny breaks, couple of showers, high in the upper 40s to the mid-50s. And sunshine and a few scattered clouds on Saturday, crisp with high temperatures in the 50s.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. Clear 68, Batavia, New York, mostly cloudy 67, Titusville, Pennsylvania, sunny 70, Scranton, mostly cloudy 67, Buffalo. For news away from your radio, find us online anytime, fln.org/podcast. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.